So bring your conscious awareness back into your body. And just let it soften. And notice if there's any tension anywhere and just gently breathe into those constrictions. Shoulders, your hips, pelvis, your legs, your feet. Just feel them resting softly on the floor. And begin to notice the gentle embrace of spirit in the room. Letting you know that you aren't alone and that you are loved. Breathe this knowing into your being. Together, we create a new story based in a paradigm of unlimited possibility. Of universal love and family. And we co-create this message of love in this moment from Cryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. There are those who would say it doesn't take very long. It should take longer for the human being in the chair to assimilate that energy which would be spirit. That in order to have this encompass his body, to have a confluence of energy that is remarkably like the higher self, it takes longer. And we say to you, this is the way of it. You're looking at it. There's an old paradigm of linearity that says that you worship and you pray in specific times and you play in specific times. And that's compartmentalizing God, isn't it? What if you always had that which was the higher self? Ready to go. What if you carried it around at such a high level that it became you? That every word you spoke came right from it? That every time a human being looked at you, you had compassion in your eyes for them? With the one that argues with you, the one that calls your names, authority that you don't like, how would you like to be able to look at them and first see compassion? And disarm everything else that happens. And so when I sit in the chair, I have instructed my partner to become compassionate. And it allows me to come in instantly. And here I am. There's a tradition that when I sit in this place, there is a summary of what is happening on the planet. And I'm going to follow the tradition. Some of the things that I am going to tell you and discuss with you now, I have said before. I have said them recently in other continents. Some I have said even in this one. This becomes, however, a summary of things in a way we have not done before, so you can hear them. We speak in love. We tell you the things that are happening from our perspective. We remind you of what they are. But in all that I am going to say to you, we say this. All of the things that are happening on the planet happen slowly. You must start thinking in groups of generations and not simply year to year. Dear old soul, you use that which you have collected in the many times you've been on this planet right now to understand this message better. Understand that time must pass for no other reason than for the children to come in that do not have the same consciousness as their parents. And so you're looking at that which is generational. But it's happening before you. In all of the things that we discuss this day, given in love, I will give predictions based upon that which is most apt to happen because it is the strongest potential of the synchronicity of consciousness on the planet. Consciousness is developed daily. Even though we have just spoken of something that takes a very, very long time, consciousness changes. It changes radically. It propels things in directions that sometimes are quick and sometimes are not. And so those things which I give you today may change tomorrow. But as I sit in the chair, I will give you the strongest potentials that are there. We speak of many subjects, but before we do, I am aware of the listener, I'm aware of the reader, I'm aware of the one in the chair right now. Aren't you glad you came? Can you feel the energy that pushes in this room to you and prepares you for a message that is beautiful, that congratulates you for one of the hardest things you ever did. For almost everyone in here is over 11. And you had a choice. At the wind of birth, we looked at you and said, "The Armageddon looms. Take a look. There is nothing when you came into this planet that gave you any inkling that you would sit in a chair in 2011 and be safe. Nothing. And your fathers and your father's fathers suffered the wars and the conquering on this continent, on other continents. And the hatred of man to man was just as great as it's always been. There was no signs it would ever get better. And in you came anyway, because there was the potential of what indeed took place. In 1987, a harmonic convergence that literally pushed consciousness into a place you didn't expect. And then, everything changed. Even before that, things were getting ready to change. But not when you were born. And so not only do I look at old souls in the room and I talk to them as they hear this with their ears, I'm talking about courageous old souls. For the idea of a conflagration, an Armageddon, a nuclear war was upon you, and you know it. And I've reviewed this so many times, and then the Soviet Union fell over by itself. and then. Here's where you stand today. Let us talk about Gaia first. And if we're going to talk about Gaia, we have to talk about the conspiracies. And we talk now about those things, not necessarily of the old souls in this room, but those who are going to listen and going to read. There is talk that all these changes on the planet are getting ready for something that many have talked about, and some have even said has been prophesied and channeled, that the Earth is going to stop its rotation for 3 days and then start up again. Ah, some say that the Earth will turn over, that the South will become the North and the North will become the South. And then there are others that say, even before this happens, there are going to be ships that you call from space that will come and get you. So let's discuss that. It's time for spiritual responsibility. And you can believe these things if you wish, because maybe they were channeled and maybe they sounded good to you at the time. But let us talk about the reality of these things. Number one, if the Earth turned over, everyone's dead. The oceans fly off into space. All life ceases to exist. The planet becomes a hot rock. How do you like it so far? The Earth stops rotating at the equator, approximately 1,000 miles an hour. Stops. Everything flies off into space, including the oceans, including all life, terminated. By the way, it doesn't matter when it starts again, everybody's gone. How's that sound so far? You used spiritual discernment, and you use what has been told you by the ancients and over, and you look at what is happening around you. Does that sound like that is the future of Earth? Is that why you sit in these chairs or you're listening to this channel? Is that the love of God at its best? You really think you were born to die in that fashion? We say to you, it's time to feel the love of God. The doctor knows something, and he never discusses it. The astronomers know something, they don't discuss it. Everywhere they look in the universe, there is a confluence of energy that is creative, that is love, and that heals. Astronomers call it intelligent design. There had to be somebody designing this. It's too good. Against all odds, it's too good. Ask him. The doctor has a quantum invention, and everywhere he points it, it heals. What do you think about that? Why would it be that way? Just because it's a quantum energy. And that tells you there's something in the Creator that is quantum, that knows you. There is an intelligence involved in innate, in physics, in science, that is biased for life. Think about that. And you think for a moment that all that's going to come to a crashing halt. Oh, by the way, let's talk about the spaceships that are going to come get you. It's time you saw all of this mythology for what it is. Every single culture all through the ages had some kind of rescue plan. And whether the masters were going to come and get you and pull you out of your seats, or whether spaceships were going to come and get you, all of it is the same. Look at it for what it is. The mythology that says you're no good and you got to be rescued. And it's time for you to understand that is the mythology of an old energy. How about this mythology? You're rescuing yourself every single day because you're changing the consciousness of this earth and planting peace on earth that your children and your children's children may actually see, be part of. You sit in the chairs today knowing that. See things for what they are. It's time. All of those of you involved in all these conspiracies, we cry because some of you are old souls. Oh, look what you could be doing instead. Is it time to stop? Turn your eyes upon Japan and use the compassion for thousands who are homeless. That helps the planet. Fear doesn't help anything. There's more. Let's talk about the elephant under the table. There are those who still feel that there is a group of financial powerhouses, and you call them whatever you want to. Some call them the Illuminati. There are other names given, and they don't have a name, and they are unidentifiable, but they control everything. All the financial markets controlled. All the governments controlled. All the money's controlled. So now we're going to ask you to use some spiritual logic. If such an organization still exists today, they're doing a lousy job. Because the way they make their money is in stability, not in chaos. And there would be those who say, oh, no, no, they make their money selling weapons. No, they don't. Do you know how most of their money is made? Money exchange. Shipping. All the things that need to be there in a stable economy. Horrible job. Do you know how you can tell when there is control of the stock market? Because it doesn't move. It's always the same. It goes up a little and a little. Goes down a little and a little, just like in the days of your father and his father. And when it crashes big. And then it creeps up very, very slowly. And that is symbolism of a controlled market. Lots of money being put in and pulled out very gradually on purpose in order to create effects, but never too much, never too little. To keep it stable. Now, why don't you draw the curve of where your stock market has been lately and take a look. Up and down. 100 here, 100 there. And nobody knows what it's going to do because it's no longer controlled. You've got to start using spiritual logic for these things and see the truth. One of the worst things that ever happened to the Illuminati was the European Union, because they took away the money changers. And they're about ready to do it in South America in the next generation. You watch, because they're thinking about it now. There's a new concept afoot. We've spoken about this before. How many of you studied European history? And in school, did your mind reel with all of the dates? Who conquered whom and when? Over and over and over, every single country had their turn conquering another country. Borders moved here, there, kings, conquerors. As far back as you want to go, that's what humans did. We've said this before. 50 years ago, a seed, an idea, put it together. Drop the borders, give them one currency, and they'll never war again. And that's exactly what's happened. 50 years. They can't go to war. They're entangled. South America is considering the same thing. Right now, the seeds are being planted in Brazil. Within a generation, they would love to see the borders dropped in one currency. Can they do it? Perhaps. Perhaps it'll take longer. Why? Because they see the European Union with the strongest currency on earth. We've said this before. Prediction? Maybe not in your time. There'll come a day when there are only 5 currencies in the world. Because continents will start understanding unification creates peace. Let's talk about the weather. We retreat to exactly what we told you before in this very chair. The water cycle is a cooling cycle, not a healing cycle. You're going to have more severe winters. It's going to get colder. But it gets warmer before it gets colder. That is the cycle. It has always been the cycle. You can see it in the rings of the trees and the core of the ice. Don't let your scientists pull the political wool over your eyes. Start seeing these things for what they are, a recurring cycle. You're in it, prepare. It doesn't have to kill one human being because they can see it coming and it's slow. It'll be with you from now at least to the end of the 2012, 36-year window. And you can watch it work. The first thing that happens is that the ice melts at the poles, but not completely. It's the way it's happened before. but not completely. And as the redistribution of weight from the poles to the water of the earth happens, the weight is redistributed to the crust, and that creates earthquakes. And the earthquakes that will be the most powerful are the ones that are closest to the poles. And we told you that. And so it's not a mystery that suddenly you have some of the most powerful earthquakes you've ever had. And what does the conspiracist do? See? We're doomed. Here it comes. They say, here it comes. 22 years ago, we gave you the information that is here today. We told you about the weather. We told you to get ready for it. And we still haven't told you why. We hinted at it, and you're going to see, here's the prediction. And scientists are going to laugh, and biologists are going to scratch their head. When you change the temperature of the waters of the planet, it changes the life cycle of the ocean, and it renews it. Is there any place you've seen too many fish lately? Yes. Millions of salmon. So many they were jumping into the boats and violating the rule of how many they could catch. In Alaska? Odd that it was in Alaska, isn't it? Alaska's awfully close to the poles, where the water temperature is being felt first. We are saying things we haven't said before. Again, watch for this, an actual change in the life cycle of the planet's oceans because of the water temperature shift. Biologists are going to have to start redesigning the paradigm of how everything works, including reefs, ocean bottoms, plankton. And it's not the first time that it's been refreshed. Now you know why there is a water cycle. And what does that tell you about Gaia refreshing life on overfished oceans? It tells you that in the cracks there is love and caring about the humans who live on the earth. There's a reason you're here. There's a plan afoot. And the benevolent universe and quantum energy and intelligent design, all is there for you. Precious, sacred human being. Look at the planet historically over the last 50 years and you will see a gradual healing, a putting together, not a tearing apart. After the fall of the Soviet Union, all of that kind of consciousness has started to retreat, except in the Middle East. 22 years ago, as go the Jews, go Earth. There it is. You know, at some point, at some time in your history, there was going to have to be radical change in the Middle East. You cannot have societies teaching their children to hate each other as soon as they're born. Thousands of years. Hate each other. Quick as you can, you teach the children who their enemies are and who they're supposed to hate. And now suddenly there's a new kind of child. A child that is conceptual. A child that is not linear. Does not receive these kinds of informational instructions and act on them the way they used to. I want you to look at what happened in Egypt. A new kind of paradigm of socialization is afoot, and the young people know it, and this is where all of this is coming from, under 35. And the adults don't understand it. They say the children are taking far too much time on the internet. What is this thing about the face? Go back over a decade and listen to what I said. When everybody can talk to everybody, there can be no conspiracies. Do you remember that? And here it is. A new kind of social strata a new way of communicating when everyone can talk to everyone all at once, millions, without borders. Take a look at Egypt. It confounded all of those who sit in the power seats not far from here. And they're afraid because there's a vacuum. Because everybody knows there has to be leadership, there has to be hierarchy, there has to be all of these things in order to create revolution. Well, let me tell you, that's old, old thinking. Because they just saw revolution of consciousness without leadership, without hierarchy, without any one person whipping the others into a frenzy. I want to go further than that. Let's talk to a Syrian. Let's talk to a Libyan. Let's talk to an Egyptian for a moment. Let's find the man on the street. I'll give you the interview. What do you want? And here's what they're going to tell you. We want to choose what we do in our land. We want the glory of who we were back. We want abundance at our home. We want schools. We want to have some of the things the rest of the world have. We want to take some of the things in our country which have abundance that we never were able to share in and have a say. We want our grandchildren safe. That's what they're going to tell you. Now, why do I tell you this? Because nowhere in their rhetoric is this, and we want to kill the Jews. Because they're smart, and they're becoming conceptual, and they're starting to understand this premise: war is hell. And if they decide to then group together and attack Israel, they will have a decade of hell. And they know it. They're looking at Europe. They're looking around and they're starting to see unification and peace being an answer to that which is what they want for their children. They don't want war. They don't want war. And so the uprising you are seeing, dear one, don't worry about it. Oh, it's going to have a seesaw of energy. It's going to have fear. It'll even have those terrorist leaders who want to control it. You're going to be told this and that. In the end, in a decade, if you can go there and take a look, you're going to have states that are at peace with Israel. And we've told you this before. Peace in the Middle East is not going to come from anything Israel does. It's going to come from that which the Islamic states do. The young people there, they don't want a war. Now all you have to do is convince the Jews of this so that they don't create one of their own. Do you understand the sense of this? Higher consciousness and conceptual thinking brings about revolution that is not replaced by another dictator. The dictators are falling. What has happened in the last 50 years? Go to South America with me. How many dictators were there then and how many are there now? There is one left and his days are numbered. Watch him, for he'll want to ally with other dictators, and there won't be any. They're falling because they are an old energy paradigm and a new consciousness is taking over. Look at the big picture. Get out of fear and understand again, the time is slow. There will be some battles won and lost for high consciousness. There will be one country that may even seem to go backwards a little before they go forwards. This is the way time works and consciousness works. The prediction we've given you, you're beginning to see the seeds of peace in the Middle East. And when it settles, the biggest issue will be the Palestinians. And maybe their Islamic brothers at that point in time will include them instead of not including them as they are now. And they will see the compassion of brotherhood. And there will be those who tell you just the opposite, dear one. This is what we see. And you turn on your news and you are seeing it. But you see it graphically, do you not? And you see the sorrow and the death. And those who have come in to give their lives and sacrifice for something grand. That's just what you did. To create this, the United States. And you had to fight your way through it, didn't you? And it seems like an old paradigm that sometimes you have to involve the bridge of swords between old and new. But sometimes you just do. So there will be paradigms where there are no battles. And there'll be paradigms where there are. And the paradigms where you need battles and you have dictators, old energy fighting new energy. It's dramatic to watch, is it not? And so where do we go from here? Let us talk for a moment about Japan. And I'll close with this. There are thousands of souls on my side of the veil. And they're okay. And at the wind of birth, I told you, before they ever came in, they saw the potential. I looked in their eyes. You may not last long. You know that, don't you? You're coming into this planet, and you may not last long. And the death that you will have and your family will have will not be pleasant, if any ever are. I want to tell you what they said. When you have the mind of God, you understand fully what generates peace, what generates energy shift, what generates that the planet needs the most. And they said, we're going to be part of the one of the biggest compassionate events the planet has ever seen. One earthquake, one tsunami. All of those who left will change the earth forever. And it has. And they're fine. Every single one of them, on my side of the veil, getting ready to come back, many old souls. And just for a moment, if they could give you any information, if they could talk to you right now, if they could speak your language and look into your eyes, they would thank you for your compassion to them and those who are left. And they would say, be with those family members who are still alive. Enter their hearts every day and give them peace and keep them from crying, because we're okay. And let me tell you what else they did. They just showed you what's wrong with nuclear power. Safe to the max, they said. It is not. And now you know. And again, we'll tell you, every single time we sit in the chair, we tell you, hundreds of thousands of tons of push-pull energy on a schedule that is known forever can make all of the electricity of all the cities on the planet forever. And there is no environmental impact at all. Use the power of the tides, the oceans, the waves in clever ways, in a bigger way than any designer has ever put together, to power your cities. The largest cities on the planet are on the coasts, and that's where the power is. Hydro is the answer. It's not dangerous. You've ignored it because it's harder. You've chosen to build one of the most complex and dangerous steam engines on Earth, nuclear power. when all you have to do is dig down deep enough in the planet, we'll give you heat. It's right below the surface. And you'll have a steam engine that way. And there's no danger at all. All you have to do is heat water. And we say it again and again. Maybe this will show you what's wrong with what you've been doing, and this will turn the tide to something so beautiful and so powerful. Why do you think you were given the moon? Now you know. This benevolent universe gave you an astral body that allows the waters in your ocean to push and pull and push and pull and push and pull. And you sit there and you enjoy it instead of using it. Free. Forever. It's time. And so in closing, do you understand what you're seeing? Intelligent design, quantum energy, high consciousness, change. Those who don't want war, those who want peace, schools for their kids. We told you it was going to happen this way. Give energy to those who are in struggle. Help them to get through these things in an easier fashion than not. That's what old souls do. Use your compassion engine. Change that and accelerate the differences that are going to happen without strife, without death. Be in the right place at the right time. And understand your place. An old soul standing on this planet giving compassion wherever you can. That's the core. That's the fuel of God. And that will plant the seeds of peace on earth. You have never been closer. Finally, ignore that which may change to the negative. We said it. Some things may not go as smoothly as you think. The recession. The result of you deciding to change banking. Let me tell you what the Illuminati told many, that it'll never happen because big money can't be touched. Well, it just was. Do you understand what you're doing here in this country? It affects the whole planet. Realigning the integrity of the way money is used, printed, loaned. Even the Lemurians didn't think you could do that. And you're doing it. Maybe it puts another spin on that which you've been told. I am Kryon. I have just given you the potentials. Ah, you say, but Kryon, right before you leave, you left out the big one. Nobody talks about China. All right. I'll give you a prediction. China is very interesting. Suddenly they find themselves in an odd place. They hold the money for the United States. And some of you would say, well, this is not good. This is not going to work. And let me tell you what this is about. Synchronicity has struck. Because now China understands that if they're ever going to get paid, they're going to have to ally themselves closer with Western values. Prediction. Kryon will turn North Korea loose soon. The alliance will dissolve. There will be political upheaval in China. Not a coup. Not a revolution. Within the inner circles of that which you call China politics, there will be reevaluation of goals. And eventually you will see a break with North Korea, allowing another dictator to fall and unification to occur. How do you like it so far? I look at old souls who came in courageous, who were sitting in chairs they never thought they'd sit in because of what you've accomplished on this planet. Hard times are ahead. All part of planting the seeds of peace. It doesn't come easy. But it slowly, slowly, slowly moves in a direction that is positive. Your grandchildren will look at you. The ones that are not even born yet, who are on my side of the veil, who are looking at you now and saying, keep it up. Because when we get there, it'll be a peaceful place. And so it is.